the new COVID-19 pandemic, you know, as you've seen in the news, there's been quite a shortage of supplies. And so one of the things that we've been doing is we have a team working around the clock to make sure we acquire all the supplies we can to take care of our patients. And it's just like any of our local hospitals, as well as us, is we're just looking for any type of supplies that of the protective gear that are that we can keep our patients safe with, as well as our staff.
All right, and so specifically, tell us again, what are those things that you're needing?
Well, a lot of the things that our groups are using during these tests are things like gloves, N95 masks, surgical masks for our patients to, so if a patient comes in with any of the symptoms, we put on a surgical mask just to make sure that we're protecting them and protecting our other patients and staff as well. One of the biggest things that we see that, you know, has become hard to find in stores are Lysol and Clorox wipes.
Mm.
So, Trevor, this is Shannon here, and I'm curious, if somebody is able to donate these things, how can they do that?
Yes. Well, one of the easiest ways, what we've done in the past is we've had a few great people in our community already donate to us, and they can bring them directly to our BSA Care Express urgent care clinics. They can call ahead and coordinate it with our managers there. So any location would be happy to take any donations.
All right, and what things are you telling people before they come to the... we had Dr. Robert Gross on yesterday, and he gave us a few protocols. What things are you seeing that people need to do before they come to your clinic?
One of the biggest things that we want them to do is to please call ahead first. When they call ahead, our front desk are trained to ask a triage of questions. You know, the typical CDC questions of if they've traveled to a known area, if they've been in contact with anybody that has COVID-19, or one of the biggest ones, you know, because a lot of people right now are in the unknown, is if they have shortness of breath or a fever, to call us and to be honest on the questions. Because what that will do is that make sure that we will tell them to, we'll assess them and decide which clinic they need to go to, if they need to go to one of our testing facilities, or if they can be seen by their own provider. But one of the biggest things is we tell them to come in, call from their car, and we'll come to them. So that helps us protect our regular patients as well as anybody that could be exposed to COVID-19, and as well as our staff.
All right, great. So, Trevor, tell us again, what items are you asking the community to donate to BSA Care Express?
Well, and what I'd really like to expand as well is not only to donate to us, but to our hospitals, at our partner hospital at BSA as well. Just any kind of, if you have Lysol or Clorox wipes or gloves, one of the biggest things is we've had some businesses that, you know, traditionally some of the med spas and things like that have given us gloves that are not seeing patients like this right now. Any kind of mask would be greatly appreciated as well. One of the big things, too, I'd like to point out, too, is that we are also offering telehealth services. So if we have people that in the community that, you know, aren't wanting to get out of their house, they aren't wanting to come into the doctor, or they're afraid to, we now go through a program called Zoom where a patient can call our clinic and schedule an appointment. And then it's very simple because they'll either get a text message or they'll get an email to a link. Once they click and download the Zoom app, it connects them straight to their provider. So we're making it easy for everybody, whether they're inside or if they're coming to our clinics. We have all the options because we're still seeing patients at the clinics, and we have the option of seeing them over the phone as well.
Yeah, right now, of course, we're you know, everybody's concerned about the coronavirus, but also there's still other medical complications and things like, you know, colds and allergies and those kind of things, upset stomachs and those kinds of things going on.
Yes, and we want to do our telehealth service to help any of those kind of simple things as a cold or stomach issues, or if anybody needs, you know, their refills further prescriptions. One thing that I do want to make clear, though, is that telehealth is not for all visits. Obviously, if we have a patient that has chest pain or has, you know, a sprained ankle or something like that, we have to see them in person. But for your basic needs, if you have a cold or if you have something like that, please try out our telehealth.
Trevor, I know you've got information online regarding medical services, telemedicine, all of that. If you could let our listeners know where to go for that. And then also, do you have anything online for related to the donations that you're asking for?
Well, we have. So for any information for our services, as well as any up-to-date COVID-19 information, they can go to our website at careexpressfmc.com. That is where we have everything listed. It also has all of our clinics with our phone numbers on them. So if a patient decides which clinic they want to go to, just call them and they can schedule an appointment. We also have a convenient online check-in that helps patients have less wait times in the waiting rooms. So we encourage people to go there as well and check in online.
Is there also telemed help for people who are maybe facing some anxieties right now or maybe even just downright scared about what's going on?
Yes, I believe that, you know, when they call in, that our providers can definitely handle any kind of anxiety issues and, you know, assess the patient and decide what is the appropriate action for treatment.
Yeah, so if you have some anxiety or have some, you know, questions about things, or maybe you're, you know, just, you know, having some funny thoughts. I guess we all do that every once in a while. It's good to get some help and at least just talk to somebody about it.
Yes. And one thing, you know, just to encourage that, you know, in the community is I know that there are quite a few counseling services here in Amarillo that are also doing some sort of telehealth as well for mental health. So that's another good place for people to go as well.
All right. Tell us once again the things that you are needing the public to donate and where they can take those things safely.
Okay. Just any kind of cleaning supplies, Lysol, aerosol spray, Clorox wipes, gloves, surgical mask, N95 mask, goggles, that's a big one as well. And really, they can donate to any of our facilities. They can just coordinate with the manager at that facility for them to come outside and pick it up from them so they don't have to come in.
All right, let me ask you this question. What kind of condition do those things like the goggles and masks and gloves need to be in? If it's like a box of gloves or something, can it be opened and they can still donate it?
We would prefer it to be unopened. But it would be a situation-by-situation basis.